It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Michael Hill. Today, we return to the case of a teenager convicted for a notorious double murder that went down in Queens back in 1996. Gunmen shot and killed an off-duty police officer and the owner of a check-cashing business on Astoria Boulevard. The teen's lawyers maintained throughout his trial that prosecutors in the case had evidence implicating others in the crimes, a local street gang. But those prosecutors withheld that evidence, not just during the trial, but for decades. In part two of this series, WNYC's George Joseph reports on what happens now that a new DA is running things in Queens.
Throughout his trial, George Bell maintained his innocence, and the jury that convicted him of double murder declined to give him the death penalty. Instead, he was sentenced to life without parole.
After he was sentenced to natural life, his mother said to me a couple of things. One, I'll always be with him. I know he's innocent, and I'll always tell him that.
Mitch Dinnerstein was his trial lawyer.
She also said, I don't think he can survive in jail. I don't think he's strong enough to survive in jail.
George Bell would prove his mother wrong.
Sometimes when you're in prison, where they say the weak doesn't survive, and in a sense, that's true. Sometimes to be a strong person doesn't mean that you have to do physical or heinous acts.
He was supposed to spend the rest of his life in prison. Still, Bell maintained a sense of purpose. He completed his GED, and later even got a degree in family law. He was encouraged by his family's frequent visits. Lance Bell was a child when his big brother was sentenced, too young at first to comprehend the gravity of the situation. During those visits, he says his big brother,
he used to come out smiling, always laughing, and stuff like that.
But when it was time to leave, Lance was confused.
I'm the one who would start crying or be wondering why he's not coming home and have the questions. So it would be like that.
As he got older, Lance came to appreciate how his older brother never gave up on proving his innocence.
He was in that law library. Don't know nothing about the law. Don't know nothing about anything that had to do with courts. But he made it his business to go to the law library every single day and find out what's going on with his case.
But jailhouse lawyering could only get Bell so far. In the years after his conviction, Queens prosecutors continued to shut down his exoneration efforts, falsely claiming they had nothing else to disclose. Bell had to wait for the world outside to change.
As the district attorney of Queens County, as the district attorney of Queens County, to the best of my ability, to the best of my ability, so help me God. So help me God.
Almost two decades after his conviction, the Queens District Attorney's Office was finally headed in a new direction. A prosecutor promising reform was taking over.
There's a growing awareness of the injustices and the inequities of our criminal justice system. And we are in a position to stand up, speak out, and make real change. And
with the election of Melinda Katz, Bell's attorneys saw an opportunity and began reinvestigating his case. Here's one of them, Mark Walensky.
We see the election going in a good direction, so we're doing all the spade work to get ready for when the new DA takes office.
Just before Katz officially took office, Bell's team got a lucky break. A lawyer on another case discovered a police report that Bell's defense had never received back in the 90s. It was a bombshell.
He shot it over to us immediately, and he, you know, with the cover email, you can't believe what just crossed my desk.
The report revealed the NYPD had investigated other potential suspects in the case. One person they'd questioned told police he'd heard his gang leaders had planned the Astoria Boulevard robbery. This could have helped clear George Bell and his co-defendants, but the DA never turned it over.
And at that point, we realized not only did we have a false confession case, but we had evidence justifying the defense that Mitch Dinnerstein tried to put on at the time that the crime had been committed by other people. That was the aha moment. That was the breakthrough moment.
Armed with this new evidence, Bell's attorney submitted a request for the convictions to be overturned. And Katz's brand new Conviction Integrity Unit began its own investigation. At a hearing many months later, Katz characterized the prosecutor's actions as inadvertent, but said that ultimately,
as the chief law enforcement officer of Queens County, Your Honor,
I cannot stand behind these convictions in light of the constitutional violations.
But the judge reviewing the case, Joseph Zayas, went even further.
Instead of acting as truth seekers, the prosecution team sought ways to suppress and hide evidence, hide the truth, even to the point of misrepresenting facts to the justice, Justice Cooper.
He set the men free.
I am hereby vacating your convictions. I'm releasing you, each on your own recognizance.
At the Greenhaven Correctional Facility, 70 miles north of Queens, Bell remembers receiving a bag with a suit inside. It was for him to wear when he walked out of prison.
So the officer was looking at me, and I couldn't even open up the bag because the bag looked so different from what I'm used to using all the time. And I just sat back and I just kept laughing at myself. I cried.
After putting on the new suit, George Bell, now 44 years old, stepped to the entrance of the prison with Rohan Bolt and Gary Johnson, the two men with whom he was arrested back in 1996. For the first time in nearly 25 years, Bell could walk forward without supervision.
It's like each step that I took and every shackle and hinge that I went through was falling down and leaving a dirty path behind me.
Outside the prison, the sky was clear and blue that day.
When I stepped outside that door and I stood on the steps and I looked up at the sky, and it was a beautiful sense of serenity. And I felt so at peace that day, and I know that God was shining down on me, and I said to myself, brother, you made it.
Currently, District Attorney Katz has indicated she is not planning to review other cases these prosecutors handled over the course of their long careers. As for George Bell, Katz has until June to decide if she wants to retry the case. If she decides not to, he hopes to start a career in public speaking and criminal justice reform. He also wants to start a family of his own. George Joseph, WNYC News.
The Queens DA has said the misconduct in this case was inadvertent. For much more on this story, visit gothamist.com.